This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Mussina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I always love having you guys around. I watch the chat rooms. You know, I can't always respond to your chat rooms, and I'm sorry. I know that's kind of frustrating, but I really can't because there's so many messages flying past there sometimes. I just can't get them. You guys come up with some great comments, don't get me wrong. But I really just can't keep up with them all. But again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, head up to the website. Come to think of it, there's a couple things you could do up there. Be really cool. One is you can donate, right? I mean, seriously, with all the stifling that's going on and squelching of our messages, it's getting harder and harder and harder, for us to get our messages out. We're finding new, more, I hate to say it this way, but it's true. We're finding new, more expensive ways to get the information out. Some of you want text alerts, and that's great. You want to text 77, I'm sorry, you want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. So, let's have some fun. We'll get some stories. I got some, little Jerry Nadler. God, that guy's a wonderful person. 80,000 people a year have died from the common flu. We have a vaccine for that. No business ever closed. No social distancing was ever imposed. And no masks were ever mandated. You know, I was telling somebody today about the, think about this. How many people do you know to go get the flu shot and get the flu? Just saying. And you know, tell the truth, there's not many people that I know that go get the flu shot and they avoid it altogether. They don't. The other question I have for you is if this coronavirus is as fatal and scary as the left wants you to believe it is, where are all the biohazard bins for us to discard our masks and gloves? I mean, seriously, how many of you, come on, how many of you coughed inside your mask, sneezed inside your mask? Right? Which I always love doing in the store, because that's always fun. You know, people wig out, they start looking the other way. It's just crazy. And I'm good, I'm good with it. Also, isn't it odd how the party of open borders, heroin needle sharing, and street pooping, you're suddenly concerned about the spread of disease? Give it some thought. Where was the L.A. Mayor Garcetti when there were diseases returning to Los Angeles? Right? Think about this. There were diseases returning to Los Angeles that had well thought to be gone and never to be seen again. What happened there? Where was the outrage? Where was the concern? And if you don't social distance, and you don't wear masks, and you don't wash your hands, and that will spread this thing like wildfire, then why isn't the COVID rate with homeless people in Los Angeles and San Francisco at 90%? Curious. Aren't you curious? I know these are stupid things that I think about as I'm driving down the road and listening to the news. Maybe I shouldn't listen to the news anymore. I don't know. But in all sincerity, though, think about it. Right? And then you got what do you call those people? An influencer on Twitter and Instagram and that kind of thing. Emily Swolvin, M-E-M-I-L-Y I'm sorry, Emily Swaven, Swaven. You may want to check her out on that Twitter thing. She says that if a woman accuses you of rape, even if you didn't do it, you should shut up, accept the charges. Women have been systematically oppressed for years, and you giving up some years of your freedom doesn't compare to the oppression they've been through. That's the left. That is the mindset of the left. Right? Does it? As long as I feel vindicated, whether you're guilty or not, no matter what you're going through, no matter the fact that you may never see your kids again, doesn't mean anything. It's all about them. Always has been. You know that. I'm not telling you anything new. One of the things I was going through earlier that I never really finished, and I want to finish it. And I think it needs... Look, you need to keep reminding yourself. You need to keep reminding your friends of how whack these people are, the way they think. They don't really care whether you're, you know, whether it's equality or not. When you're coming up on 2020, you realize you're truly voting for religious and political freedoms. Think about it. Think about what Joe Biden has actually said when he's been out on a campaign trail. Well, when he pops his head out of the basement, think about the things that he's actually said. Right? The Democrats. Things that they've stuck up for. The things that they talked about. Killing babies. I'm sorry. It is what it is. When a baby has left the mother's womb, the umbilical cord is cut. You have no right to take that life at that time, even though mom tried to abort it earlier. It fought through the abortion, let it live. Defund the police department. I think first, those people that want it defunded from a legislative level, they need to be put on no contact zone where the police don't go to their houses when they call for help, right? Gun control. They don't mean gun control. They want to take your guns. Riots and violence. Yes, those people deserve to be heard. Nobody else does. Open borders. Because we're America. We should take on everybody. Illegal immigration. Higher taxes. Weak military. I mean, I've done a piece on my website years gone by. Why is it that every Democrat president, the first thing he or she does when they get it, or he does, they start red-penning the military? Why do you think that is? Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I've tried to get through this list like three times now. Somehow I keep getting shut down, shut off, whatever. Talk about the differences between Democrats and Republicans, for the most part. Not 100%, but for the most part. If you look down the list of who stands for what, where, and how, Democrats want gun control. Republicans, we want gun rights. We want the Second Amendment rights as were set forth by our founding fathers. The Democrats call riots and violence, burning police cars, smashing buildings, taking over blocks. Those are legal protests. Right? Republicans want law and order. You want to protest? Great. You don't destroy other people's property. It's amazing to me. They want open borders. I guess they want more voters. Right? Republicans are very much for legal immigration. Not a problem. Higher taxes. The Dems think that the more they tax you, right, the more money they'll have in the coffers. But that's not true because they have been in control for decades and they just keep spending more than we take in. So nothing's going to change. The Republicans, they're not that far away, but they're more in the tax breaks for businesses because why? Not because they like the rich, because businesses hire people. That simple. Oh, the weak military is an easy one to prove. The Democrats consistently cut money to the military, consistently. That's why they're so afraid of the military vote, because they know Republicans believe in a strong military, and we'll spend the money there instead of other places it's not needed. Instead of giving $60 million to Planned Parenthood, we'll give the $60 million to the military. Democrats believe in regulating you to the point where you almost can't do business. And Republicans believe in small business, considering 70% of the country's economy rides on the back of small businesses. Dems won't let anybody vote. Republicans want voter ID, not voter suppression. Funny how many people in the black community do not believe that this is voter suppression. The Dems don't. The old white Dems don't. Dems believe in the welfare state. We'll take care of you. You need us. Don't worry about it. We're here to take care of you. That doesn't help. It does just like you heard about young kids. It doesn't help. Republicans believe in the working class. Democrats consistently talk about poverty, where Republicans talk about prosperity. Here's the funny thing about it. You look at all these old-time Democrats that are in Hollywood and such. These people are multimillionaires. They came out of nothing. Could have done this in any other country. They came out of nothing. When you look at all, look at Elon Musk that everybody loves to talk about. He fled his country to come here. Many do that to make a difference, to actually make the millions that they set out to make. Democrats, bloated government is exactly what they're looking for. Republicans want smaller government, but they don't prove it most of the time. Proving to you that I am an equal opportunity basher. No, really. I mean, they create all kinds of programs that have to bring more people on. They don't really get rid of anything. Trump has gotten rid of some departments in some places. Right? I mean, seriously. The Dems want more control over your everyday life, minute to minute, what you eat, where you go, how you go, how you get there. I think I was telling you guys that my iPhone, it's funny, I need an iPhone and iPad for a specific piece of equipment we have in the studio. And I had told it not to update to this latest Follow Me software. And it did anyway. I shut it down. And it did anyway. So yes, they're tracking us. The Democrats are against term limits. Republicans are favor term limits. Democrats are for socialism. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Everything they want to do has a socialist background to it. Republicans are full capitalists. Nobody ever got rich on socialism. Nobody ever got rich on communism. Nobody ever helped other people. There have been so many countries lifted out of poverty through capitalism, not socialism. Right? I mean, Republicans, for the most part, are sold out to the Constitution. The Constitution has a meaning. I told you guys, you know, we're going to have some fun with this as time goes on here shortly. I'm becoming, through Rick Green, I'm becoming a constitutional coach. The Democrats are for suppressing his free speech because they want to dictate. See, the perfect example, if you want to see what would happen if the Dems had control of your speech, Zuckerberg. Right? Twitter. They decide what hate speech is. And you see time after time after time where they'll let the left get away with something they won't let the right get away with. That's not equality. That's not treating everybody the same. So we know it's a joke. The Dems are all about defiance. We're all about patriotism. Now they'll tell you that patriotism is the right to do what they're doing in the protest. And they're right. You have a right to protest. You do not have a right to rip other people's equipment apart, though. Tear up their personal property. You don't have a right to do that. At that point, the police have a right to arrest you. And it's not a personal feeling as to what ruining somebody's, you know, house, equipment, whatever is. No. That's easy. You show up at my house, you start smashing windows, setting things on fire, spray painting the house, you are infringing on my property. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do. I mean it sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. A lot of you said to me, you keep saying that, but what does that mean? Come on. I'm talking about, like, right now, there are people in your city looking for city council members, water board members, school board members, and so on. Why aren't you there? Why aren't you signing up? Why aren't you part of it? That's what I want to know. Really, in all sincerity, that's what I want to know. I know some of you feel like you're being browbeat right now, and I'm not sorry that you feel like you're browbeat, but you wouldn't if you were doing these things. You wouldn't if you were paying attention. Trump got another win from the Supreme Court. I don't know if you've noticed that over the weekend. But you're not going to know unless you come back. Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will need to bring its daily coronavirus case count down by 10,000 by September to gain any level of control over the pandemic before fall, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease expert. The country continues to log 50 to 60,000 new cases a day, suggesting it's right in the middle of the first wave. during a live stream with the editor of the Journal of American Medical Association. He said, if we don't get them down now, they're going to have a very bad situation come the fall. The prediction is based on two factors: the expected flu season, which sickens thousands of people in the United States each year, and cooler weather forcing people indoors. The U.S. now has 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 reported, with more than 156,000 deaths, by far the largest numbers for both case counts and deaths globally. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Not just part of the conversation, but truly part of the solution. And I do appreciate it when you get engaged and involved. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, pick the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on. Let us know what you think. All right. The I love these little wins that Trump gets, you know, are freaking out the left. And it's so wonderful. Supreme Court denied a request to halt construction of the border wall. A number of groups, including the ACLU, Sierra Club, they'd asked the High Court to get involved. The High Court went, you're on your own. 5-4 vote denied a request to halt construction. Number of the groups, including the ACLU, Sierra Club, and others, asked the High Court to get involved after the justices last year cleared the way for the administration to use military funds for construction while the case played out in courts. Now, the Federal Appeals Court had ruled against the administration, but the justices for now have given another temporary victory to the administration. The fight continues, though. The staff attorney with the ACLU National Security Project said, every lower court to consider the question has ruled that President Trump's border was illegal, and the Supreme Court's temporary order does not decide the case. We'll be back before the Supreme Court soon. Right. So every lower court, supposedly, you know, the judges that didn't shop, ruled against the president or against the current administration. And how many times has the Supreme Court, you know, overruled these people, saying, nah, you know, they sent it back for proper reasons. Now, in June, the Supreme Court also declined to hear an appeal from a coalition of environmental groups that pushed back against the Trump administration's construction of the wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. It would keep certain lizards from moving across the border. That's terrible. Might be keeping some other lizards out, but that's a story for another day. Coalition claimed that the Trump administration does not conduct the sufficient environmental impact studies. Well, apparently, you know, the law says that they don't have to do that. When you have issues or items of national security, you don't have to do that. Ain't that hard to figure out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. See, I told you, some of this story is like crazy. You sit there and scratch your head and you say, there's no way this can be true. Oh, but it is. And we let it happen. Really that simple. Pro-life protesters were arrested. You ready for this one? That's right. For using sidewalk chalk. Now, I don't know about you, but I've seen these BLM, you know, Black Lives Matters, painted all over the place in bright yellow in the streets. And that's okay, apparently. In D.C., this over the weekend, protesters were arrested for writing a pro-life message on the sidewalk outside of Washington, D.C.'s Planned Parenthood Clinic. Police told them before the event that they would not be stopped from writing there. However, Students for Life of America published a video showing two members of the group's Strategic Partnerships Advisors, Warner DePriest, along with a student member, being arrested by the police outside Planned Parenthood. The protesters were attending a planned demonstration co-hosted by the SFLA and the Frederick Douglass Foundation. I want to draw attention to abortion rate in the African-American community. Well, I guess that's not good. We don't want them to know the actual numbers now, do we? God bless. As the two protesters were writing, pre-born Black Lives Matter. Well, they got it, right? Pre-born Black Lives Matter. In chalk on the sidewalk, a police officer could be seen telling them, look, if you continue chalking, you're going to be placed under arrest. So they continued writing, after which two of the officers approached the two and placed them in handcuffs. According to the SFLA, the arrest came after assurances were given by Metropolitan Police that sidewalk painting would not be stopped during a permitted protest. This is chalk. This is not paint easily washed away. SFLA President Kristen Hawkins told CNA on August 3rd that the group had applied for and received from the police a permit to hold an assembly outside the clinic. They said the group was told directly that protesters would not be prevented from painting by police. Days before the demonstration, police officers told the executive vice president of SFLA that a Pandora's box had been opened regarding painting and that the group would not be stopped from painting during their demonstration, but should use paint that would wash away quickly. Now, even though they were told that by the police, even though they were told that by city officials, one of the two members arrested, DePriest, she had written other messages in chalk at that location 20 times or more without arrest. So what happened? Well, the District Metropolitan Police, their spokesperson, said that the two protesters were given a citation and then released. Yep, yeah, they were told they wouldn't be arrested. The spokesperson noted that, to our knowledge, the Students for Life activists had not obtained permits to write messages on the streets or sidewalk. But they were told they didn't need them. Right, think about it. You can't tell them one thing and go back on it later on. In reference to the arrest, Metro Police cited a city statute that makes it unlawful to write, mark, draw, or paint on public property without explicit permission from city authorities. But we can paint BLM in massive letters. Right? It's just amazing. According to the website of the District Transportation Department, sidewalks are considered public space. Well, this is an easy one. It just goes over. It's just amazing to me. Right? Remember the district man, this real peach? She allowed them to paint Black Lives Matter during a mass anti-racism protest on the street not far from the White House. Right? Protesters also painted defund the police. Well, that's always, you know, good. I keep coming back to the same thing, people. They don't care about you. Unless you're a hardcore lefty, you have very few values, very few boundaries, they're not interested in what you have to say. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This is also another fun one here. We're also getting reports. See, and again, this is fascism at its finest. They'll never admit to it. They'll keep calling guys like me fascists. National Football League tells players they can't attend indoor church. That's right. No more. That's it. NBC News reports exclusively that the NFL and the NFL Players Association, they've agreed on strict policies to ensure players practice personal responsibility during this China virus. Among other things, football players are not allowed to attend indoor church services that allow attendance above a 25% capacity. Think about that. So if you want to go to church, you go to a church that believes that Christ is in control and not the governor, right? You can't. Think of what they're telling you. Any Christian athletes caught violating the policy could face fines. No threat there, huh? Policy would also prohibit players from attending indoor nightclubs, indoor bars, and indoor house parties. Won't you comply or else, right? Isn't that what it sounds like? Sounds like that to me. The NFL also warned that future guarantees in their contracts would be voided. Now, while the NFL frowns upon church attendance, they have no problem with players attending massive protests against police officers. That's right. NFL actually encouraged it. They actually tweeted out Jameis Winston joined the BLM protest with his son. So he has the kid up on his shoulder, no mask on. So apparently it's okay. And at a protest with a gazillion people standing around him. This is what I'm talking about. This is the hypocrisy of the whole thing. This is why we don't believe you. This is why we find it very hard for you for us to take you in a credible way. All right? I mean, basically, the bottom line with it is you're lying to us. You know you're lying to us about many things. I mean, some of you, did you hear there's that sound again. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But don't you love the fact that the D.C. mayor said you can come to the funeral with no masks? Special occasion. It's okay to die. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Many churches still this weekend defied the stay-at-home order by Governor Gavin Newsom. He is a true nuisance to life, liberty, and freedom. You know, it's really funny because he's got all the haircutting places closed down. You can get your hair cut out in the 105-degree temperature. With a little covering, you know, one of those pop-up tents. But other than that, you can't go in. And the funny thing about it is you go into those beauty parlors, there's more chemicals and stuff to kill germs and what have you than there is outside. So I don't get it. I don't get any of it. But it's okay. I'll deal with it for the moment. So he hasn't got a hair that's out of place. His hair is perfectly coiffed. If you would. I've been telling you guys for a long time that this is where we were headed. And you kind of laughed, and some of you said, no, you know, they won't do that. That'll never happen, yada, yada, yada. Well, let me tell you what's happening in some places. I don't know if you guys saw the video over the weekend. But you have the American flag, Bibles, and other things being torched in Portland by Black Lives Matter protesters. I find that totally amazing and totally interesting. Why burn the Bible? The Bible's not a white supremacist publication, if you would. Jesus wasn't white. He wasn't a white supremacist by any stretch. right? He came for all. He didn't say, well, I came for the whites, and then after that, I think we'll go Hispanic. What do you think? Go Hispanic or black? Right? Then Asian. He didn't do any of that. But you play it out like he did. And that's because you're allowing these professors, these morons, yeah, I'm tired of it, you can tell, morons to tell you to teach your children about religion, about history, and so forth. You need to be checking up on your children. You need to be learning what they're learning or finding out what they're being taught. So I guess as long as one allows Black Lives Matter demonstrators to do whatever they want in Portland, including burning Bibles and the American flags, they will screen themselves out of a, you know, about getting some, these guys have been screaming. They can't seem to get along. Come on. Have you seen these riots? Not the protests, the riots. Have you seen them yelling at each other? There's no leader. There's no leadership there. And by, I don't know what it is. Is it, when they yell at each other, things get better? Or what's the deal? Because they don't get anything done. And I'm loving the fact that, you know, you see, I'm loving the fact that people are seeing this by the millions. Right? There's 65 days of protests. Thousands of people show up every night. There's no, this is what we want, this is what we're looking for, we want the schools to be this, we want the, no, no. It's just burning stuff. That's all they're doing. Making noise, burning stuff, ruining property. More than 2,000 people turned out for the 65th consecutive day of protest. Right? They claim that they were protesting. I love this. They claim that it's rallies against violence while they sit there and throw stuff at police, throw stuff at themselves, light things on fire. But this was a peaceful protest. Weren't you aware? Weren't you informed? And then the thing I loved the most was the decision was made by the powers that be in Portland for the Portland police to leave the protesters alone. And they were prying wood, the protesters were prying wood off of local buildings to set, you know, set a fire. Now, isn't that cool? They get to ruin private and public property to protest peacefully. Then a little bonfire which the protesters were yelling burned the Bible and the American flag. They were doing that outside the federal courthouse because somehow that changes the whole meaning. I don't know. Moms United for Black Lives Matter put the fire out before quitting the area shortly after 1 a.m. A few hours later, a rioter tried to fire a small handheld rocket at the federal courthouse, but it misfired, and oh gee, it burned his hand. If you think it's a peaceful protest, just turn me off. Go somewhere else. Seriously. Right? Think about the message left for the police in Portland on Thursday night. There was a pig's head wearing a police hat, placed on an American flag, set on fire. I'm sorry, I'm trying to understand exactly how that is a peaceful protest for BLM. Can you help me? I tell you, I'm not the most educated guy, not the sharpest man in the room, but I'm still trying to put that all together in my head, trying to figure it out. And let's not forget to mention the folks who showed up Friday night with a fistful of swords and other weapons to hand out to rioters. They needed to have them out in front of the courthouse. I don't know why. Why aren't these people being arrested? No, seriously, most states, I don't know, I should check it out before I open my mouth, but most cities, big cities, they have a 4-inch blade rule, right? If the blade's longer than 4 inches, you can't have it. You can't have it with you. Can't be accessible. But I guess in this case, it's okay. This is the stuff that totally floors me. Totally. Anyway, I mean, if you don't think, you can Google this stuff yourself. You don't need me to do all this for you. A lot of this stuff you know on your own. And I don't care. Look, guys, what are we, 90-some-odd days away from the election? Now, you can sit back on the couch and you bite your fingernails and go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've talked to a lot of friends that I thought were a lot stronger than they are. Right? I mean, seriously, thought they were a lot stronger than they were. And they're afraid to open their mouths. They're afraid to say anything. Now, the Seattle police, I told you, this stuff is going to start to break. These people are going to lose their sense of humor over this. The Seattle police chief now has come out and said, hey, this is crazy. Right? You cannot do this. You cannot disband the Seattle police and or defund them. But they let them get away with it. The people of Seattle let them get away with it. We're the residents. We're the sane residents of Seattle. That's what I want to know. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Bess is urging elected leaders to stand up for what's right. There was a group of protesters who appeared outside her home over the weekend, and the pressure continues to mount over the enactment of police reform measures. Now, look, you want to do police reform measures? That's fine. No, really, I mean that. That's fine. Are there things that they're doing that might be causing more harm than it needs to? Maybe they need to be retrained. Maybe they need anger management classes. I don't know. I'm not the expert here. So in a Monday letter to the 9-member city council, Beth said that her home in the county that she lives in was targeted Sunday night by aggressive protesters, prompting concerns from her neighbors. The crowd wasn't able to trespass or engage in illegal behavior, Beth said. They tried. The direct actions against elected officials and especially civil servants like myself are out of line with and go against every democratic principle that guides our nation. Now, I don't hear any Dems speaking out against this. Why do you think that is? Really, it's going to be our founding fathers were dead against mob rule. That's why you don't have a pure democratic country. That's why you have a representative country, a republic. Look it up. I'm not telling you what it is anymore. Look it up. She even went on to say, before this devolves into a new way of doing business by mob rule only here in Seattle, elected officials need to step up and do the right thing. And they need, look, you have to enforce the law until you decide to change it. Really that simple. Protesters have held rallies outside of homes of several city leaders, including Mayor Jenny Durkin. Right? She's spearheading the effort to slash the Seattle Police Department. You know what? I think she should lose police coverage at her home. Right? It's more important to make sure that we have coverage in the streets, that we're protecting every citizen, not just one. But they wouldn't have it that way. They'd love to see it differently. Don't you think? Shows by their actions. Look, this is why you need to speak to and get on your neighbors, your cousins, your friends, your neighbor, I mean, whoever. Otherwise, what you're seeing now, if Joe Biden gets in, now I'm not so sure it will, the violence will continue on the way it is, but the wave of socialism will. That won't change anytime soon. Joe Basile, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's lots going on there. Get involved, get engaged. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Really. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.